And I'm joined with my guest in the studio. I'm joined with Jane Gearing from Contact the Elderly. Hello, Jane.
Good morning, Courtney. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you, on this chilly morning.
It is rather chilly in here. The aircon's now working in the studio again, so it's still a bit chilly in here too.
I'm quite toasty.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Definitely good. So, would you like to explain to the listeners what Contact the Elderly actually is?
Yeah, well, Contact the Elderly is it's a national organisation, and we help with isolation in the local community. So we provide a regular, consistent and vital friendship link in the local community, and we take elderly people out one Sunday a month, which is a free tea party, and we all have tea, cake and a chat, and it's obviously excellent companionship for the elderly people. Many of our guests live alone and are unable to actually get out and about without any help from others.
Oh, that's a really nice idea. Like, it's very clever. How did that actually come about? Like, do you know anything about it?
Contact the Elderly has actually been running. Last year was their 50th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
And it was started off by a guy called Trevor Littleton, who stood down as chairman last year, but he's been running this for 50 years. And the whole idea behind it is basically we're the only national charity solely focused on tackling isolation in the elderly people. And Sundays used to be obviously a very lonely day. Mm. The shops used to shut many years ago.
Yeah.
And lonely people by themselves on a Sunday. And so this gentleman thought it would be nice to take people out for a Sunday afternoon tea.
It's a lovely idea because obviously, like, isolation of elderly people is quite a big problem at the moment.
It's a huge problem.
It's really sad.
Yeah, it is.
So what is your role in the organisation?
Well, my role is, when I first came along, I thought I'd like to be a driver, but we didn't actually have a group in Brentwood.
Okay.
So I said, oh, well, what do you have to do to be open a group? And they said, we need a coordinator. So I'm the coordinator. So I put together all the tea parties over the year. I arrange all the hosts to open their house to us. I arrange the drivers, and I deal with the elderly members and make sure that we've got people, you know, that are happy and everybody knows what they're doing.
Oh, that must be a really nice job then.
It is. It sort of becomes part, I've been doing it for 8 years now.
Oh, wow.
And it's just become sort of part of my life.
And so you fit it in your schedule now.
Yeah, I fit it in my schedule, and it's just sort of my extended family, really.
Oh, that's a lovely idea. So how can people in the community actually get involved with Contact the Elderly?
Well, they can obviously, I'm sure at the end of the programme you'll put together the details for people can contact, so they can contact head office, or I'm quite happy for them to contact myself and I can give the details later.
Okay.
But basically, Brentwood Group, we have two groups. I run the first one, and we've just a couple of years ago started a second one.
Yep.
But unfortunately, they're in need of some drivers.
Okay.
So the reason why I'm here today is to help put CTE on the Brentwood map and ask for some help for some drivers, please.
So did you hear that? Anyone that's looking for any work, if you drive, there we go, contact the elderly.
So what we need with the drivers is basically it's we just like someone's, like, your commitment for one Sunday a month. It's like 4 hours between 2 and 6 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you need a car.
Yeah.
ideally a sort of a reasonable sized car, 4 doors, because some of the elderly people find it really difficult getting into small cars.
Yeah.
So it's quite nice, and we have some of our members have wheelchairs, so you don't have to have a hatchback or a car that you can put a wheelchair in, but that does help us.
Yep.
But there's enough people in the, you know, in the drivers that we can sort that out.
Yeah.
So basically we would just really love somebody to come along and be a driver. We need a few drivers for Brentwood number 2 group, and give up one Sunday a month, and you pick people up from the house, you take them to the tea party, you have a little chat, tea party, tea and cake, and then you take them home.
That sounds like a really nice, really, really, like, rewarding job as well.
It is, actually. I mean, it is very rewarding. It's fun, it's rewarding. And one thing that sort of I was really not expecting when I first started this years ago, and it's a huge bonus, is how many good friends you make. You make good friends with the volunteers. You obviously build up a friendship with the elderly guests.
Yeah.
And, it's really lovely. And a lot of the elderly guests have lots of stories to tell.
So must be very interesting listening to some of the things they can tell you. And also, one Sunday a month isn't very much, really, to give up,
well, this
is it?
It's not a huge commitment in people, you know. Everyone has such busy lives nowadays. So one Sunday a month, perhaps, you know, it's not a huge commitment.
Could be asking for a lot more, that's the thing.
We could, but it's a lovely commitment for people to give. And we would really, really appreciate that.
Definitely.
That commitment.
That's what I mean. It's not as if it would take you too much time out of your schedule if you had, like, a really busy schedule to do it. That's the nice thing. You could do it.
Yeah, that's right. I think as the coordinator, I actually update people the week before the tea party to saying, you know, can you pick up X, Y and Z?
Yep.
Most of the time we try and keep to the same pickups because of geographically it's just nearer to the driver and where the elderly guests live.
So it's easy for the driver as well.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That's good. That's really, it's a bonus point of the job. So how long did you say you've been doing it? Was it 8 years?
I've been doing it 8 years.
Oh
yes.
Wow. So, a fair while then.
Yeah, quite a long time. But, it's lovely. We see people come and go. I've had volunteers come and go, but I've got a good nucleus and got two ladies in my group that have been with us ever since we started. And I've got one driver, Alan, and he's been with the group ever since we started.
That's really nice.
It is very nice.
So, obviously, you spoke about what the drivers would do. Is there any other types of volunteers that could get in? Would it just be drivers?
Well, yes. I mean, we're currently looking for drivers.
Yeah.
But in an ideal world, if anyone wanted to be a coordinator and even start up another group and do the type of role that I do or Jenny does for Brentwood number 2 group, then that would be great, because there are so many elderly people in Brentwood and Billericay that must be very lonely and isolated. But to do that, you know, as a coordinator you need to then try and find the people that are going to be kind enough to be hosts, so we need hosts. And again, with the hosts, all we really ask is once or absolute max twice a year you open your house and have us all turn up, supply tea and cake, and everybody has a chat, and that's your sort of contribution to the community.
So that's the kind of thing you do then, organising pretty much everything for the group that you do.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, that sounds like a good job as well, definitely.
It is.
Last question quickly. When people come along to the tea parties, what actually happens? What takes place at the tea parties?
Well, it's always, when we all turn up, it can be a bit frenetic because everybody's got to try and sit down and get comfortable. And obviously some people have to sit on certain chairs and, you know, obviously we have to make sure that the elderly guests are comfortable.
Yeah.
And then we generally have a cup of tea and a bit of a chin wag. And then after about an hour or so, we'll start eating cake or sandwiches and whatever the hosts supply. And then everyone just chats amongst themselves, really. We have hosts that have children. That's obviously, it's lovely when hosts have children because, you know, the elderly guests do like the children. But then we've got hosts who don't have children, so and it's just lovely of them to open their house up. And, every tea party is different.
I do feel like elderly people do have like a very special bond with children. A lot of them do.
They do.
I've seen that quite a lot. It's lovely to see. So if you actually do want to help out and get involved with Contact the Elderly, the phone number is a free phone number. That is 0800 716 543. And the website is www.contact-the-elderly.org.uk. I will be putting a blog post up on the Phoenix website with this information in it. So if anyone does want to get involved, then look on the Phoenix website for a post from me. So look at Courtney Lee Collins and it will be on there. And thank you so much for coming in, Jane.
Thank you very much, Courtney. And I hope some of the listeners out there have listened today and we'll be picking up that telephone and calling.
Let's hope so. Sounds like a brilliant job. So going back to the music now with Girls Aloud and Something New.